And the latest company to make work from home permanent is... yeah, we'll share. It's the Business News Headlines for Tuesday, the 13th day of October. Thanks for being here again today. What one CEO said is the upside of working from home. And it's not what you might think. Flights aren't the only thing airlines are canceling. Another multi-billion dollar IPO is in the wings. The nation's largest theater chain talks money that it doesn't have. Today, Black McDonald's workers filed a lawsuit. We'll tell you all about that. The president wants the help of the Supreme Court, but not where you might think. Wall Street Report, we've got that. And a reminder that it's still, 2020. The business news headlines are next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines on the 13th day of October. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and by the way, today would be my brother's birthday. Mazel tov, Achi. Nice going. You made it another year around the sun. All right, hey, if you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We can be found at IOB_NewsHour. Well, today, San Francisco-based Dropbox announced it will stop asking employees to come into its offices and instead make remote work the standard practice even after the coronavirus pandemic ends. For employees who need to meet up or work together in person, the company is setting up what are called Dropbox Studios in San Francisco, Seattle, Austin, and Dublin when it's safe to do so. Dropbox had more than 2,800 employees as of December 3rd. Twitter and Square are letting employees work from home forever, and Microsoft said workers will have more flexibility to work from home. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg predicted in May that 50% of employees would be working remotely within the next decade. And for many employees, not having to go to the office each day allows workers to move to less expensive places to live. And at least in San Francisco, it's pushed down the cost of rental housing. But the question does remain, what the heck are we going to do with all this empty office space? At least one CEO says the big benefit of working from home and having empty offices is the ability to slow climate change. Today, BlackRock Incorporated CEO Larry Fink said the world could be a lot greener if office buildings never reached their full capacity again. Today, during a virtual meeting of the International Monetary Fund, he said that if just half of workers returned to offices, traffic in cities would be eased and employees' quality of life would be improved. He went on to say, quote, as we move more and more toward a digital society, the need for hydrocarbons will be reduced. Fink went on to say, quote, I want a future in which only 50% of workers are working in offices, and the other 50% we could rotate, work from home. Fink added that COVID-19 is a horrible disease, but it is bringing about some giant macro changes that he said may be a blessing for society. Delta Airlines is delaying $5 billion in aircraft deliveries until after 2022, dealing a blow to Airbus as the U.S. carrier braces for years of weak travel demand. Delta, who today reported worse-than-expected quarterly results, said the deferrals include about $2 billion in planes that were scheduled to be handed over this year. The delays extended even to smaller numbers of CRG regional jets made by Bombardier, but did not give a breakdown of all the planes that are impacted. People familiar with the story say that DoubleVerify, that's a company that tracks digital media engagement, has selected banks ahead of an initial public offering that could come in the first half of 2021. While terms have not been finalized, the New York-based company is targeting raising at least $500 million in a listing that would value it at roughly $5 billion. Last month, DoubleVerify said in a report that people are increasingly turning to devices during the pandemic, with time spent on content consumption more than doubling to almost, get this, 7 hours a day. And now you know why we podcast the Business News Hour. Today in a filing, AMC, that's the world's largest theater chain, was talking about money. Money it doesn't have. The company said that liquidity will be largely depleted by the end of this year or early next year if attendance doesn't pick up, and it's exploring actions that could include asset sales and joint ventures. AMC's stock has sunk to the lowest level since April, and today it was off by yet another 11%. Attendance since the resumption of business in the United States is down 85% from the same period a year ago. AMC has also been hobbled not only by the coronavirus outbreak, which discourages some patrons from going to the theater, but also the fact that studios are not releasing the blockbuster movies that might attract them. Today, McDonald's employees who worked at a Rock Island, Illinois location filed a lawsuit against the fast food giant in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of Illinois. There are three plaintiffs in the case, Celinda Middlebrook, Stephanie Stevens, and Luther Gray, acting on behalf of his 17-year-old daughter, A.G., who also worked at the McDonald's location. According to the complaint, the location's general manager called black workers and customers ghetto, while other employees stereotyped black employees as lazy or smelly. Black employees also allege they were given fewer hours to work than non-black employees. And when they complained, some were fired on the spot. Middlebrook, in a media call today with reporters, said, quote, "We are sick and tired of being considered less than human and not even worthy of life," end quote. Today, President Donald Trump asked the Supreme Court to block a lower court decision that would give the Manhattan District Attorney's Office access to years of his income tax returns. Trump's lawyers filed an emergency application with the Supreme Court, asking the court to issue a stay on a grand jury subpoena demanding those tax returns and other financial records from his accountants. Now, if the Supreme Court does agree to hear his appeal, it will be the second time the court has taken on the case, which is related to an ongoing criminal probe of the Trump Organization, the president's company, by Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance Jr.'s office. The Supreme Court last summer rejected Trump's argument that 8 years' worth of his financial record from the Mazars USA firm should be protected from the subpoena because of his status as president. Wall Street ended the day lower, pressured by a string of mixed earnings reports from companies ranging from airlines to banks. The Dow fell 175 points to end at 28,679, ending a four-day winning streak. The Nasdaq shed 12 points to close at 11,863, and the S&P 500 fell by 22 points to close at 3511. What happened? Well, there was uncertainty about the future of any stimulus program as the third quarter earnings season got into swing. Delta Airlines saw its shares drop by 2.6%, American Airlines was off by 5.4%, and United declined by 3.1%. J.P. Morgan Chase posted earnings above expectations, but shares fell by 1.7%. Why? Well, because the bank has halted stock repurchases through the end of the fourth quarter. Citigroup lost 4.9%, saying the bank's profit fell by 34% from a year ago. Johnson & Johnson stock fell by 2.3% after a vaccine test patient became ill. Meanwhile, Eli Lilly paused its antibody trial due to what the company is saying are safety concerns. All of that is a reminder that a vaccine and or treatment can be still a long way off. And finally, there is this, as if we needed more proof that 2020 is just awful. Kimberly-Clark is recalling specific lots of Cottonelle wet wipes sold nationwide because they could be contaminated with bacteria that can cause infections. The affected products include Cottonelle flushable wipes and Cottonelle Gentle Plus flushable wipes, manufactured between February 7 of 2020 and September 14 of this year. So yeah, a consumer product that's in heavy demand during COVID-19 has been now recalled. Just another reminder that it is indeed 2020. Well, that's a wrap on today's business news headlines for all of us that put this together each and every day for you. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.